Chapter 1. Death to All Pirates. To all the king's men, I am writing to you about an enemy of the East India Trading Company. 13 years ago, the pirate Captain Jack Sparrow made an agreement with Davy Jones. Jones gave a ship, the Black Pearl, to Sparrow. Sparrow agreed, after 13 years, to give up his soul and join Jones's men on the Flying Dutchman. But another pirate, Barbossa, stole the pearl. With the help of William Turner and Elizabeth Swan, the daughter of Port Royal's governor, Sparrow tried to get the Black Pearl back. He succeeded when he killed Barbossa on Isla de Muerta. Elizabeth Swan is also our enemy. James Norrington, a British officer, wanted to marry her, but she fell in love with William Turner. When Norrington failed to catch Sparrow, he lost his job. Will Turner's father, Bootstrap Bill, was a pirate on the Pearl. He is now a prisoner on the Flying Dutchman, and must work for Davy Jones forever. Sparrow went to Isla Cruces to find Jones's heart. Jones has to take orders from the person who has his heart, but James Norrington found it and is now a British admiral. Without the heart, Sparrow could not fight Jones's monster, the Kraken. He tried to escape, but Elizabeth Swan tied him to the Black Pearl. The Kraken destroyed the ship and Sparrow. Turner, Swan, and Sparrow's men then went to Tia Dalma. She brought Barbossa back from the dead to find Sparrow in Davy Jones's locker. Captain Jack Sparrow is still dangerous. The East India Trading Company must find him and stop him. Admiral Bratton. From high above the ship's deck, a pirate looked across the ocean. He saw nothing except the two ships that they traveled with. The Caribbean was calm. Everything was quiet. So why did he feel so worried? He looked again. This time he could see something. Was a ship sailing toward them? Worse, was it an East India Trading Company ship? He knew about the company agents. They killed pirates. The company wanted to destroy every pirate who sailed in the Caribbean, and on every ocean across the world. The pirate decided to call to the captain, but then he saw a dark shape below the water next to the ship. "Captain!" he shouted, but it was too late. The shape came up out of the water. It was something from the pirate's darkest dreams. It was the Flying Dutchman. The Dutchman fired her cannon as she broke through the water. The pirates on all three ships tried to fire their cannon, but the Dutchman was too fast, too close, too big. The attack ended very quickly. There was smoke above the burning boats and the bodies of dead pirates in the water. The Dutchman sailed through untouched. Nothing could stop her. There was another ship on the ocean, an East India Trading Company ship, the Endeavour, carrying Lord Cutler Beckett, Admiral James Norrington, and Governor Wetherby Swan. In the captain's room of the Dutchman, Davy Jones played his piano sadly. He lifted one finger to his eye and discovered a tear. Above his room, Admiral Norrington and Lord Beckett were coming onto the ship with some soldiers. Some of the men threw a large wooden box onto the deck of the Dutchman. It was their job to guard that box. Inside it was Davy Jones's living heart. Lord Beckett smiled. "I waited for a long time to be here," he thought. "Jones is now under my command. His is the fastest ship on the oceans. Nobody can kill him until they have his heart." Many years before, after Davy Jones's true love broke his heart, Jones cut it out. He put the heart in a wooden box and hid it on Isla Cruces. Lord Beckett spent a lot of time searching for the box. He sent Will Turner to find Jack Sparrow's compass. "This compass pointed to the thing that you wanted most." Beckett wanted it to take him to Davy Jones's heart. The heart was found, but not in the way that Beckett planned. Will, his girlfriend Elizabeth, and Jack reached Isla Cruces before Beckett. Norrington, then without a job, was with them. He stole Davy Jones's heart from the others and gave it to Beckett. Immediately, Beckett made Norrington an admiral. "I didn't get the compass," Beckett thought, "but I have Davy Jones's heart and the Flying Dutchman. Now I and the East India Trading Company can command the oceans. Jack Sparrow's ship, the Black Pearl, is the only ship that can fight the Dutchman. But the Pearl is at the bottom of the ocean." Jones walked onto the deck of the Dutchman.
"Go away, all of you, and take that with you,"
he shouted, pointing at the wooden box.
"I refuse to have that box on my ship."
"I'm sorry to hear that," Lord Beckett said coldly. "Because it's staying here. I have your heart, so you will work for me."
"I'm the captain of the Dutchman," Jones said angrily.
"This is not your world now, Jones," Beckett replied. "I am your commander."
Governor Swan stepped angrily up to the two men.
"When you destroyed those pirate ships," he said to Davy Jones, "was my daughter on one of them? She was searching for Will and Jack. I have to find her before she is killed as a pirate."
Jones turned to Swan.
"Your daughter is dead. She was pulled under the ocean with the Black Pearl by my Kraken. Didn't Lord Beckett tell you?"
He smiled. Swan looked at Beckett. His face was pale.
"Did you lie to me?" he asked. "Is Elizabeth dead?"
Norrington was placing the key in the lock of the wooden box when Swan suddenly pulled him around. Swan took a sword from the nearest soldier. Then he opened the box and lifted the sword above Jones's heart.
"No!" Jones shouted. "If you kill the heart, then your heart must take its place, and you will be captain of the Dutchman."
Governor Swan stopped. He didn't want to take Jones's place and live forever on this ship, but he wanted to stop Lord Beckett. He turned again to the box, but Norrington held his arm and took the sword from him.
"Do you think Elizabeth wanted this?"
he asked. He took Governor Swan away. Beckett, Jones, and Mercer, Beckett's assistant, watched them leave.
"You can go, Captain,"
Beckett said to Davy Jones.
"I want to fight him," Jones thought, "but I can't win."
The Dutchman continued to sail across the bright blue Caribbean waters, ready to bring more death to the next pirate ship. Lord Beckett and the East India Trading Company had the heart of Davy Jones,
so no pirate was safe. "Soon I will destroy every pirate in the Caribbean," Lord Beckett thought happily.